It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In a little over a week, Wisconsin cheese will make its debut at the Kentucky Derby.
Not on the track, but on the hats displayed on fashion-forward spectators. Think Sartori Merlot Bellavitano on a hat and Marika Gouda fenugreek atop somebody's head.
Christine A. Moore is a hat designer in New York City. She has been the Derby's featured milliner since 2018.
And this year, Moore partnered with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to unveil a collection of cheese-inspired headpieces.
The collection is called Rinds and Roses, with proceeds from the sales benefiting a diabetes center in Kentucky.
And if you're picturing a Packer cheese head, well, not that. These are elegant designs that pair great cheese flavors with high fashion, but no picking off of them. They are not edible.
Christine A. Moore has been creating hats professionally with her own brand for over 30 years. Christine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me. My family is from the Midwest, not Wisconsin, but all around. This New Yorker feels like partly Midwestern. How about that?
I love it. I love it. Yes. This is absolute crunch time for you. What is so special and inspiring about creating Derby headwear?
Well, you know, I come from the theater world, and then I studied art rendering, and then I fell in love with sculpture in art school. So really, when I create derby hats, it takes all of those elements and puts them together. And I mean, it's explosive. It's fun. It's bright. It's like happy. It's, you know, really where Easter used to be like the kickoff for spring. It really is the Kentucky Derby, you know, those 2 minutes kickoff spring. But, and I also say, and this is crazy, but true, anything can be a hat as well, except you have to do it with elegance, because my style, you know, is elegant and very detail oriented. And what do you say? There's a lot of integrity to it. So that's what I always say is the main thing you want to see with a derby hat is elegance. So it's all of those together, all those things.
And theater people have such a can-do spirit, a can-do mentality. Like, you can design anything. Is there anything that in a hat that has caused a challenge to you?
Yeah, the Wisconsin cheese. I mean, I've had a lot of projects, a lot of, you know, asks, design asks, and I've loved every one of them. This project, the Wisconsin Cheese Fermagenators, Rinds and Roses, was the most difficult because before I'm designing a concept, like they might say, okay, I want a, you know, hat with cupcakes on it, or I want, you know, a sunburst or something like that. Like, that's my idea of what those, you know, what that would look like. But this was different. This project was different because I had to repeat another artist's work. So all of these six cheeses that made the cut to be featured at the Kentucky Derby and on this Fermagenator, like, I was taking their artwork and repeating it. And that was really very difficult because I had somebody on the other end of it. So it wasn't just my imagination of what a piece of cheese looks like. It was somebody's specific piece of cheese. So that was really difficult.
Oh, so it ended up having to be more of a collaboration.
Well, yeah, actually, at first, you know, they sent me cheeses. They sent me a lot of cheese, by the way. It was really good.
Hard work there, Christine.
Really, twist my arm. Yeah. So I had, they had sent me their preferred cuts of these cheeses, and I studied them, and then I repeated what I saw, and then once they were finished, the cheese specialist came in and said, well, you know, everything looks really great. Can you make the paste, which is the white part of the cheese, the part you eat, can you make that a little creamier? and I was like, well, this is fabric. I don't know how that's going to work out. But, you know, I used only silk and linen for the rinds and the paste, because I'm known for just using natural fibers. And then, of course, the inside, but the inside is carved foam. Mm-hmm. So it was like, well, I just can't get that. I can try my best, but I don't know if I'm going to get, it's quite as creamy, but it was a nice challenge to see what we needed to do to be able to do that. And what it came down to is, like, if you're going to represent, just leave like in a painting, if you're going to represent my cheese, can I have it the way I really like my perfect piece of cheese? Right. And that was really, yeah. And so I got it, because I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I do that with my staff all the time. I'm like, you know, here's my rose. I want you to repeat my rose perfectly. You know, mm-hmm.
Well, cheese is an art form in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, anywhere. Oh, my gosh. And that's, I can't even imagine. I think they had 600 people apply, cheeses apply, and they picked like six of them. And I just can't even imagine what the rest of them, how beautiful. Because I have, you know, I see the cheese, I eat the cheese, right? I never, the rind's nice, but now I'm like, oh no, look at the rind.
Yeah, up close. And it's not just the cheese. I mean, I'm looking at one here that looks like an elegant cheese board plating. It's got figs and apples. And so you have to get those right, too.
Exactly. And that's kind of the wheelhouse. Like, I didn't have to ask God how he liked the pear. Because it's like, you know, it is, I could just repeat what I see. And it's kind of cartoonish, but that's what makes it fun. I designed it, sketched it with meat on it. And they decided they just wanted to wear it. I was doing little rosettes. You can kind of see how that.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe, and the peonies, especially how that would work out, that I could make like a little meat rosette. And have it look like a flower, but they decided they just wanted to have fruit and the cheese. And I think that, and my signature roses. So I thought that worked out really well, you know, as far as like, we didn't need the whole cheese plate on there, you know, just pick out some elements but it was fun. It was a lot of back and forth. They asked us in the beginning if we were willing to collaborate, and being from the theater world, of course, I'm going to do that. That's just how, you know, you're used to that.
Did you feel like you grew in any way as a milliner out of this experience?
Oh, I definitely. I think every season and every season I grow, learn a little bit more, different techniques. I mean, having to figure out the creaminess also taught me a little bit more about, you know, what silk will do, you know, what the stiffener that we use, like different things, like how much we want to use and how little, and, you know, how to make something stable. And these hats, you could do jumping jacks once they're on and you have a comb set in the back. You could totally do a cheese and stuff. Yay, cheese, and do a jumping jack on this.
I'm wondering just about that. How do you strike that balance between high design and the practicality of wearing this hat in the world or at the Derby, but also having it represent something so detailed like a cheese?
Well, I think Derby's a long day. You know, what are the 11, 12 races, and the Derby's like 10 or 11? I mean, if you're going to be committed, I think true fashion in general, you walk in, unless there's a reason you're changing your clothes, you walk in with your look and you walk out. Like, are you ruined your story? Right? So I think that, you know, I wanted to make these hats that they would be worn for the entire day. So the comfort was a big deal. The hats that just have the three, the fascinators that just, for Mazurinators, that have the three cheeses on them, two or three that are specific, like the Gouda, you know, specific to the cheese. Those are definitely easy to wear.
We're talking with hat designer Christine Moore about her process of designing the Rinds and Roses collection for this year's Kentucky Derby with inspiration from Wisconsin cheeses. Christine, you talk about fascinators, and I'm wondering, can you give us more definition of what a fascinator is and how it works?
Okay, so the fascinator is like the basically the trim of a hat on a headband or on a small base, and then it perches on your head, opposed to framing your face like a hat would. And then, like I said, you can have like elastic that goes behind your, you know, behind the along the nape of your neck, and then, or you could have a headband that sits like, you know, a metal headband or a plastic headband. And then there's a comb. I put a comb in all of mine in the back so that you arrange the hat on your head, and then you take the comb and you shove it into your hair in the back and try to pull the lowest part of the fascinator towards your eyebrows. That's the best way to wear a fascinator. Hmm. And that's usually before the mint juleps, because you never know where the head's going to be on the way out.
Okay, so you're heading to Louisville for Derby Week soon. And we want to walk in your shoes. What is that day like for you at the Derby? What comes up? What is it like to be you?
Oh, let's see. First of all, I have toothpicks in my eyes to hold them open, right? I finish my hat the night before in the hotel, probably at 1 or 2 in the morning. Let's see. I have heels on. Well, I had sneakers on because I did press on the backside. So, and hopefully it's not muddy. This is for Oaks and Derby both days. And then I change my shoes and come around to the front side. And usually I'll meet and greet people out in the paddock, or I might go up to the floors. We also have a setup at the Derby Museum in the, for Derby Experiences, which is, just a organization that brings people to the Derby. So I might go over there, but I'm basically running back and forth in the front, like I call it the front of house, you know, obviously not the track, running back and forth through the building. And it's massive. It's massive, and it's getting more massive, you know, as they're building onto it. Then I, my hats are set up also at the paddocks shop. And then I have a setup there, with that store. And then from 12:30 to 2:30 every, Oaks and Derby, I'm there specifically to meet the attendees that are wearing my hats, and they get, you know, they can either, you know, I can print them, that we get photographs for social media.
Any hat emergencies at all, or?
Yes. And we had, and then there are emergencies. There are dress emergencies. There are, you know, shoe emergencies. I had to glue somebody's shoe back together last year. I've sewn people back into their dresses because the zipper popped. Straps have popped. And then, of course, you know, things like I can't get my hat to stay on my head. And usually they put the comb in wrong. So we're like, here we go. I'm not here to torture you, but I'm going to make sure this never moves again. and usually they're like, after the initial shock of having the comb jammed in your head, then they're like, oh, thanks. This is great. I can, you know, in the end of the day, the hat hasn't moved and they were happy. You know, one of the things about the Derby is it's fantastical. So I say anything can be a hat. So that would include cheese. Why not? Or it could be, but I think the main thing is whatever you want to do at the Derby, it's the best of the best. Your best fashion goes here. You want to be elegant in whatever you do. I can't say that enough. So that's why I think, like, if you want to wear cheese on your head, if you want to have, you know, well, I don't want you to have a stuffed pony on your head, but I mean, like, if you do something well, you know what I mean? Like, why not? You know, because this is the time that the Derby is like that. Okay. You know, so it's like, you know, it becomes very personal.
We have styrofoam cheese heads. I don't know if that is any inspiration.
Well, I think that was really, when I was tasked with this job, that of course is what I first thought of. I thought, this is perfect. Like, the most elegant day in sports, you're not going to wear a cheese head. You're going to wear a fabulous formaginator hat. So when they challenged me with it, I was like, this makes total sense, you know? So, yeah. So no cheese heads. Well, it'd be interesting how many people come with a cheese head, but, you know, but once they see, they're going to come and upgrade. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be like, I need a formaginator. This cheese head's not cutting it anymore.
Oh, those are fighting words.
Hey, I just thought of something though. Could you imagine? I didn't think about the future in football. Can you imagine though, if we see in the crowd the formaginator at the Packers games?
You're gonna need a bigger studio for that. You're gonna need a bigger space.
Yeah, exactly. No, why not? Oh, come on. I can do it. I mean, I have a bunch of crazy artists that'd be like, yeah. But I mean, I'm just even thinking if I saw one in the crowd. I'd be like thrilled.
It all starts with one. Christine,
right, right.
This has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
That is Christine A. Moore. She is a hat designer in New York City and the featured milliner of the Kentucky Derby. We spoke about Rhines and Roses, a special hat collection she created for this year's Derby that put six Wisconsin cheeses in the spotlight. It's a first of its kind headwear line transforming award-winning Wisconsin cheeses.